Hey, everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping, too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello and welcome to another wrap-up episode of Who Would Win Masters, where we look back on last week's episode, your reviews and comments. I am Sam Proof on all the socials, and today we are talking about Red Hulk versus Megatron, which brought us to the most outstanding of quotes, which was, "Go bots or no bots," shirts available in my Teespring as soon as I make those. So how's it going, Ray? Welcome back for yet another humiliating defeat, I assume.
What are you talking about? What do you even mean right now? I won the last episode. For a fact, I haven't seen what the people have said. I don't think there's any way that the people voted against me. And I just don't see how it's possible. Lord Snurts is in our chat. He says, nice shirt,
great.
Ray. He's right. This is my Mystery Science Theater 3000 shirt. The Satellite of Love and all of the different characters are on there. It is a wonderful TV program, and I highly suggest everyone check it out. Erica Heiding is in here as well.
Eric,
in the chat,
welcome.
Saying anything is possible. Who knows? Look, I don't want to talk about football.
No, yeah.
Maybe that's what you're talking about.
Okay.
We're not talking about football today. Football is dead to me.
Yeah. No, that's... and
it gets
it's
even
dead
worse
to me, too.
That.
I don't even
Michigan
watch it.
Michigan lost a high-profile matchup. The Lions lost a high-profile matchup.
I thought we weren't
like
talking about football.
I'm in like eight different fantasy leagues, and I went 0-8 in my fantasy leagues in week one across the board, could not buy a win. It's heartbreaking, and I am frustrated. And I'm here to do a wrap-up episode and hopefully bring about better days.
I definitely not talk about any more football. Eric in the chat says we can talk about Packers versus Lions, no problem. And you can also
not be.
Yeah, you can also not talk about football in our chat when we do these wrap-up episodes if you join us on our Patreon, patreon.com/whowouldwinshow, and look for those announcements in the following weeks. But let's get into the show and what we really do here, which is battle two fictional characters against each other and yell at each other. I think that's pretty much it. That wraps it up. And see you next time.
That's all
I do. Yeah, let's do it. Let's get into some of the reviews and comments and see what people had to say this time. All right, should I start this one off? Benny T from Say Word, welcome back, Benny, said, "Wow, what a great podcast. I love the new versions. It's a nice refresh. And that guest on the last episode, Benny T from Say Word, sounds super cute and smart. It's getting creepy. You should have him on all the time. Keep it up. Sincerely, Benny T from Say Word." I don't know who wrote this comment or where they came from. It would be nice to have that information going forward. But I would say that, yeah, that was a great, great show. And our guest, whoever that was, did amazingly.
I wish more people who come on the show as debaters left us 5-star reviews talking about themselves. I'm not going to lie. Independently, I love that. And I want more of it. Benny T from Say Word wants to talk himself up. I am here for it. I love all the 5-star reviews. Speaking of which, we got one here. Now, I just got to be honest about this one. This is from Arc Blue Wolf. And the caption is, "The good, the bad, and suggestions. Normally, I want to read every single review in its entirety. This was the longest review in the history of podcast reviews. And it would be the entire hour to itself were I to read it verbatim. Plus, I didn't want to type all of that for the notes today. So I'm going to read the highlights, the points that I found to be the most interesting. It's a list of about themselves, about many things they like about the show, some things that they want to improve, and some suggestions. And I tried to use a little bit from each section in here, and we could talk about this. There's a lot to say. So here's the review. It says, I absolutely love this show. I've been listening to this podcast since April 2025, which is like right when we came back.
Yeah.
It's perfect for listening during most any situation. It's binge-worthy. Surprisingly, it's also nice for looking for ideas for writing. Okay. He says, who would win Masters? We jump. Who would win Masters is nice if you're looking for something more like an energetic sports game or a series of video game mini games involving a timer or beat the clock. It's nice to have a guest debater acting as an away opponent or guest slash team. Go figure, but nice touch. Suggestion time. Suggestions. Maybe it would be a good idea to include some other divisions on the show. Perhaps a who would win juniors division where children debate each other
That's interesting. Yeah.
Who would win sports edition where you argue between teams from history? We've talked about that before.
Sure.
Fan-created character divisions where you would debate fan fiction characters. Don't love that. Or a champions tournament with guest debaters and James and Ray act as judges. That's not terrible. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. For who would win Masters, please, some more suggestions. For who would win Masters, please extend the timer from 3 minutes to five. Ooh. And make rebuttals 2 minutes each.
Oh, it's
y'all,
so long.
That ain't happening. I'll be honest with you. We have a lot of folks who don't make a lot of podcasts come on the show. And I'll be honest with you. They have a hard enough time filling 3 minutes, if I can be frank.
That's true.
If I gave them five, the show would die. So we're not doing that anytime soon. But the final suggestion, bring back Showdown September and Shocktober. Well, we're not doing Showdown September this year because we're in September, and I didn't get ahead of it. I will tell you, we are going to be doing Shocktober on the Who Would Win Masters show.
Yes.
We've already got some great horror-themed guests booked and ready to go. We're going to do three horror battles. We're going to do one that drops September 30th and then two more in October. That's fantastic. Also, momentary cleanup, we're going to start releasing this show on Tuesdays. We've been releasing it on Mondays since we came back. I think personally it's hurt the numbers a little bit, releasing it right at the beginning of the week. And so we're going to start when we released the last one on Tuesday for Labor Day, Red Hulk and Megatron. And fantastic. It actually did very, very well. It did even better than some of the ones that came before it. And I think it had a lot to do with releasing it on Tuesday. So we're going to avoid Monday holidays from this moment forward. We're going to do all our releases on Tuesdays. Get ready for that. Sam, go ahead and do the next review.
Real quick, I just want to call out in the chat. Snert said Killer Clowns, which great reference. And then Eric immediately said Killer Clowns versus Pennywise, which I feel like that is an insane match. I don't want to do that at all. But I do want to do Pennywise versus Mary Poppins. I would love to see that. All right.
Oh, that's
coming from. It is. There's a video somewhere, or it may have even started as a journal, where somebody basically point for point equated that Pennywise and Mary Poppins are the same exact kind of deity. They show up every 20 years and all of these powers, and it's fascinating. And I was like, I'd love to see that happen. All right. Bim Boom Gloopy, also awesome name, says a fairly good fight. Homelander versus Invincible. Sure. That seems.
Okay. Yeah. I think Invincible cleans his clock, but I don't know. What do I know?
I mean, yeah, I think that comes down to who our debaters are, and that's going to be the winner of that one. On paper, I'd back that Invincible over Homelander. Sure. All right.
Why not?
Short and sweet.
We got one
What's
more
next?
Review. I love when we have like four reviews every time we do this show. It makes me feel like people are actually involved because this is a community-based show. We got people in the chat watching the wrap-up. We invite people to come on by if they're able to on a Sunday night. We want your involvement. We got people who've been listening to the show for years coming on as debaters. That's what this show is all about. Well, our last review here is from somebody named, hi, Is this Jay? I don't know. Is it, are you? It's your name. Anyway, the name of the review is Who Would Win? And he says, you should do Five Nights at Freddy's versus Poppy Playtime. That's not a bad idea. Those are two, Sam, those are two video game properties.
I know Five Nights. I don't know Poppy Playtime. Okay. All right.
Poppy Playtime is where we have Huggy Wuggy, the big blue monster you see.
Oh, yes.
On all the
yes. Okay. Yep. I know yep. it. I just
and
didn't know the name.
I'm a fan of both franchises.
Cool.
Yeah. I think
yeah, that does
idea.
Sound
that's,
like a good one.
That's a Showdown September matchup, quite honestly.
Sure. But yeah, we haven't done any. Yeah, we haven't done any groups yet, so that would be interesting. All right.
I do
well,
want to
let's
get groups.
Right into it.
Can I also,
yeah,
Sam?
Yeah.
Can I just stop
Damn,
the show
yeah.
and do something I wasn't planning on doing? Can I play the brand new Sam Proof Makes a Decision
oh
theme song that
All right,
we got
get ready
put
for
together
this.
For this show?
Yep.
Do you guys, I'm sure you guys in the chat want to see this, right? Okay, Eric says yes. I'm very excited. If Snurt says yes or no, I don't care. I'm playing it. The people at home, there's been a thing with this show that bothered me for the last few episodes. And that is, generally speaking, when we make the last points and I make my final words, we take a break for like 5 minutes and Sam goes off into his own little world to figure out the decision, write down his thoughts.
Get a nice herbal tea, do some meditation. Yeah, you know how it is.
I've seen him do yoga in the background. It's wild. But we don't put that on the show. And I was like, this is a little bit of a rough transition from me making my point to Sam immediately saying, here's the decision. And it just doesn't like, I want to be more honest than that because we let him take some time. He's not that ready when it's time. So I got made this theme song for Sam's decision. And we're going to debut it here right now. If I can figure out this. Okay. There we go. Do, 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 do. Sam's decision. Yes. You ready? Let's play it.
Do it up.
Sam has weighed all the points made. Two figures met in collision. Now let's find out who would win. It's time to hear Sam.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
The brand new theme song for Sam's decision. Sam, how do you feel about it?
You know, the first couple of times I heard, there were actually multiple versions, and I was like, I guess I like this one more because it's a little more amped up, a little more, you know, sportsy NFL kind of hype thing going on.
Very much.
But now that I've heard it like a million times, I definitely, definitively, this is the one I like better. And I can see in my head the sort of 80s sitcom intro that needs to go with it. And we'll work on that maybe. I think that should happen.
I love it. All right. Well, here's the deal. It's time right now to reveal what the people say and what the people voted on Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow. Join us on there and you can vote on every episode. Did I win or did the guest debater win? Make some comments on there. They're first and foremost in our minds when we put together the wrap up. I want to read your comments on the show. Last week was a holiday week, so we didn't quite get as many comments on Patreon as maybe I would have wanted. Nobody's to blame. It's a holiday week and everybody's a mess. I was a mess this entire last week. I understand. But here we go. I'm going to give a little bit of a drum roll.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be time to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, with 83% of the votes, your winner is the Red Hulk. Sorry, that
Come on,
is
of course it
17%
was.
For Megatron. The mere.
I'll be honest, that's
17,
about 17% more than I thought he was going to get.
I mean, yeah.
We got some homers in the Patreon, apparently.
Yeah.
Obviously, I won this battle. Obviously, I crushed this battle. And all respect and love to Ken Bjorn Turner.
Yeah.
Ken Bjorn Turner, who, oh, that reminds me. He sent us an audio message.
Great.
In order for us to do on the show. But unfortunately, the file type he sent us was an M4A.
Oh, no.
And not supported by the Riverside app. So I'm going to need to do some work with that.
We'll add that
Why
in
Why would
post.
You give me an M? That's like Apple stuff. What are you doing? MP3 or Wave, people. If ever anybody you
probably
send
didn't realize what it was
audio clip to, you never send an M4A. I don't even know what that means.
I don't even know how you make that.
I just tried to load it into Audacity to convert it, and Audacity crashed. What is happening?
I go to like one of those browser ones that's like Converter Cloud.
Oh, I hate those.
Something. Yeah, it'll do it though.
I don't want to use those. Those are the ones you get all the viruses from.
That's true, but it'll convert
it. What are we doing?
Anyway, all right, let's get some comments going.
Something.
It'll do. Yeah, something's getting converted. Also, I want to point out that Snurts came back in the middle of the debut of the intro and had no idea what was happening. But welcome back, Snurts. Listen to a future episode and you'll figure it out.
All right, I'm going to work on getting this sound file together, but I'm going to say, as much as I appreciated the work that Ken Bjorn Turner did on the Who Would Win episode, I do not think he did as good a job sending me this file that I now have to like work with. Ken, should I have done all this before the show started? Yes. Did I
Probably.
Remember? No.
No.
Look, we're doing our best over here, people. My goodness, we are not the tightest operation. But Sam, what do we got now? We got some commentary, right? Let's do some comments, and I'll try to get this thing put together.
All
and
right.
then, why don't I tell you what? You do I read the first comment, or do you read the
you
first
do.
Comment?
Yeah, you do. Oh, you do. Right. It's
I'm going to read the first comment.
Too.
You read the second one. We'll have Ken's response ready by then. Here we go. First comment is from Lord Snurts. Oh, he's in the chat right now. How exciting. He says, as much as I want to vote for Ken, Ray did a great job repping Red Hulk. Oh, it sounds like it hurts you to say that. I think the challenge with Megatron and similar villains is the win-loss ratio. They don't have a lot of examples of victory, and if they do, it's usually temporary. The negative energy point didn't hit hard, probably from my own ignorance. Yet, Red Hulk's energy absorption was a strong counter. Best of luck next time, Viking pal.
Yeah, and that is a fair
right
point.
Here, he says it did. It did hurt him to write that.
No, I think anytime you're repping an 80s villain, you've got an uphill battle ahead of you because just traditionally they are, you know, portrayed to lose, right? Like that's hard to, it's a hard battle. All right.
They're there to put over the winner. That's the put over the good guys. That's for sure.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I'm sure the comics do a better job of balancing it out. But when you've got a cartoon franchise like that, you can't take that out of people's memories. All right, the
Why
next
do you
comic.
Keep rubbing your hands into the microphone,
right here, baby. I even moved the mic.
You're
back.
You're killing me with that sound. We have audiophiles in the audience who literally drive their car off the road every time you do that.
It's surprising that we haven't lost more people to just car accidents.
Well, we don't
it's
know
horrifying.
Because they go away.
Really quick,
they don't
Eric.
Tell us they crashed.
No. We just get new members, like a Hydra. Eric in the chat said, do any 80s villains have more than a half win? I
Storm
doubt
Shadow.
It. Storm Shadow.
Storm Shadow has a lot of wins.
Okay. As an individual, sure. Yeah, I could see that. Okay. Yeah. All right. Matthew Dawson says, all I have to say is don't ever use that buzzer on Ken again. The Viking will not adhere to your rules. Fair warning.
That might be true. And that's I have true. Ken's response ready to go now.
Oh, my God.
That's
amazing.
Right. Through the magic of podcasting, I use the web browser, and I'm really mad at myself for doing it, but here we are. We're going to play Ken Bjorn Turner's final words right now.
Hello, this is Bjorn the Viking, a.k.a. Ken Turner. So Sam proves that I lost. We all heard that. You guys all heard my points, so I'm hoping you guys all agreed with me. I don't think so, though, from what I've seen so far. But whatever the Legion audience decides, I'll abide by. After all, there's more battles to be won. So, Ray, let me know when I have plenty of other Transformers that are favorites and well-loved characters. Or maybe bring in Dritz. We'll see.
Wow. Oh
my God. Let me know when, and I will sound the war horns and have the war drums beaten. And next thing you know, you'll be beaten. Let me know when.
Just throwing down the Drist gauntlet. Yeah.
The Drist de Erden. Yeah, he's, to be fair, Ken Bjorn Turner is the person who got us to do Drist de Erden on the original Who Would Win show. I would not have done it if not for Ken. And I had to learn this D&D character.
Yeah.
It was actually a lot of fun going down that rabbit hole. It's fine. It's fine. It was good. I enjoyed that episode a lot, and I'm glad we did it. And I'm glad I don't have to do it again. Wink.
All right.
I got the next review right here. Also, this that led me a question. Are we still known as the Legion of Audience? That's a great question. I don't know. Originally, the fans of the Who Would Win show, Mr. James Gavsey, dubbed the audience the Legion of Audience. And does he get custody of that term for the fans on Who Would Win Unleashed? Did we lose that in the separation? I don't know.
As Who Would Win Masters, do they just become the Masters Legion? The Legion of Masters?
Be careful there, Sam.
I don't know. Yeah, it's getting weird.
I don't know. I feel like Legion of Audience refers to the fans of Who Would Win Unleashed. I feel like we should have our own thing. I kept the theme music. I kept a lot of the judges. You know, I have to give some things up too, and I think giving up Legion of Audience, because he made it up. That's his term. He took it. I have Rainiacs. I have the Awkward Allies. I have the 2%ers, or 5%ers, excuse me. I have the 5%ers. I don't know. I feel like I'm going to take suggestions. We'll talk about this on the next wrap-up. Suggestions for what we should call the fans of Who Would Win Masters. I think we need a new term. Eric is here in the chat agreeing with me completely. Yep. Snert says it's weird that I called it a separation. Maybe so. I can't really speak to that, but like, you know, it is what it is, and we've got two different shows, and that's how it ended up working out. So you call it what you will. That's fine. I'm going to read the next comment here. This is an interesting
one.
Take
your time. Yeah.
It's from Marcus Woodard, who just wrote Red.
Could you
I assume
maybe
he
go a
means
little faster
Red Hulk.
On this.
I don't know. But he just wrote Red.
I mean, maybe he's one of the you know, viewers who was like driving a car and I did the hand thing and he's right off the road and just had enough time to hit send. But it was
supposed
to be more.
Well, you shouldn't be texting and driving. Let me say that right now.
Yeah, that's true. That's on you, Marcus. That's not my hands rubbing in front of the mic. So there you go.
If he does that and you drive off the road, that is our fault.
All right. Phil Lander says, Megatron with the negative energy. Who can argue with that? Literally did. It was literally an argument that was made on the show. You might just need to rewind a little bit. But yeah.
That's an interesting thing. Phil Lander, I know Phil Lander. He's from the professional wrestling scene. That's an Instagram comment that came in.
Ooh, nice.
And another Instagram. So this is Norbert Morvan has the next one. Another Instagram comment came in. And I know Norbert Morvan. It's been many years, but that's somebody from my past a long time ago. He says he's a big fan of Transformers, so I had a feeling I might hear from him at some point. He says, instruments of destruction, tools of foul play. It's a violent interruption. Resistance fades away. I assume those are song lyrics of some kind, but I don't actually know.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely seems that way. Or we have a poet laureate in the making for Masters right here. And great, we can add a new segment where we just have Norbert, come on and do a quick poetic ode to the winner or loser.
He'd do it but I think he lives in South Korea these days. Oh, so the time difference is going to make that difficult.
That would be hard there. Snurts in the chat said, this was directly to Eric, but I'm going to read it for everyone anyway. Eric, my take is as an old school fan, I think is what that's supposed to say. I recall the origin story of Legion of Audience. I don't disagree. A new slogan is warranted. Just hard to let go. I mean, you can still be a Legion of Audience and whatever the heck the new thing is. So there's no, you know, you can be both.
Keep it in your heart. That's fine.
Kelly Drake 84 says Viking. Cool. Great.
Okay.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah, the Instagram comments are wild. You never know what you're going to get off the IG, the IG shorts. I'll say that. I am liking that we're now getting commentary from IG.
Nice.
We didn't get any from YouTube this week, but we only posted a couple of videos. I got to do a better job of that. You know, it's hard work, you guys, entertaining the people. We have two more to go right here. So I'm going to read Lord Moxford. Lord Moxford says, in this matchup, both characters were represented well. Ken made a great points for Megatron and might have won a different matchup with the same points, but Rey and Red Hulk took this. Red Hulk has seen anything Megs throws at him. Megs, that's great.
Megs.
Whereas Megatron, continuously fighting Prime, has seen nothing like Red Hulk. Red Hulk gets hot enough to melt through Megatron, then throws himself through Megs enough times, there it is again, to take him down. The end. Shout out to Sam Proof. Oh, there you go. His cats and the fraternal organization of gas station bathroom cleaners. It's with respect that we take our explosive diarrhea in the stalls and not the sink.
Wow.
That is terrifying, but I hear you. Do it in the stalls. Keep it in the bowl. That's all I'm saying. They all sponsored right. our show.
Yeah. Fantastic. All right. And wrapping up the comment section with Forbidden Mob. Says, I agree with Ken. The negative energy argument is a good one, but the right Hulk won, sporting one of the greatest Hawaiian shirts known to man. Okay. Red Hulk's victories over much more powerful opponents far outweigh Megatron's. His heat powers plus feats of strength and tactical mind all surpass Megatron. Plus, Megatron loses constantly. Again, 80s villain there. Ken put up a good fight. He's a fun guest and needs to come back on. Agreed, 100%. But I think this was a mismatch. Maybe the comic versions of Megatron and Optimus Prime would fare better. The saw blades, cannon, and flight abilities just don't cut it. Great show. Sam Proof called this match right once again. He's on a roll. Maybe it's time for a lotto ticket. That's fair. I should do that.
Now, here's the deal. Now, this is the question I have. Did you win the Powerball? Are you a secret billionaire? The people want to know.
I'm not a secret billionaire. I don't play. I don't gamble. So, but maybe.
I bought tickets for this Powerball.
Yeah.
But I also did not win. It was very disappointing.
All right. That's almost
as disappointing. Could you imagine if I won the Powerball?
Yeah. You'd be like, shirts for everyone.
Yo, yeah, everyone's getting Almighty Ray shirts. I'm going to tell you that right now. Look, I would immediately go into the movie making and content business. I would immediately bring my level of madness to everybody. I probably buy the property of Vampire the Masquerade
and
turn Reclaim Detroit into a television show. I probably just do that.
Nice.
Universe, are you hearing me? Don't you want that?
Give it to him.
And
do it.
Before you ask, Reclaim Detroit, we're still working on it. Look, it's been a year since the last episode. These are hard to put together, and I have 5,000 projects. I'm doing my best, people. It's not good enough, but it's my best. I just feel
but,
like
you
I
know,
need
what,
to tell
what is it?
That.
It's $1 billion. You know, after taxes, that's only like $300 million. So, like, it's like barely anything anyway.
Well,
you know?
It was $1.8 billion. Huh. Who even knows anymore?
That's like $600 million now. All right.
I'll take it.
Well, I don't know if you're going to take that, but you're going to take these commercials and we'll be right back.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, welcome back, gang. Let's get into what we've been playing, what we've been watching, and just some other random stuff in our lives right now. Our lives? Talking is good. Ray, what have you been watching? What have you been playing?
You know what? I made a point of it to watch this animated show that originally was from YouTube in Australia, eventually went to Netflix. It's called The Amazing Digital Circus. And my good friend Robert Clark Chan and his family, his kids specifically, loves this show, The Amazing Digital Circus. If you're not familiar with it, I do think the pilot is worth a watch. It's only like a half hour long, if even. And it's really well animated, well thought out. The vibe of this show is it's crazy, but it's based on that story, I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream.
Oh,
I believe,
yeah.
By Harlan Ellison. Is that right? The vibe of it is that there's a computer program and everyone's sucked into their souls are sucked into the computer, and the computer just tortures them for eternity and they can never get out. And it's about the futility of it all, because the computer makes all the rules completely. And no matter what you do, the computer will keep tormenting you or celebrating you upon its whims. And it's very unfair. In this world of Amazing Digital Circus, the computer, if you will, is like a ringmaster with weird teeth and eyeballs in the teeth, who has a series of adventures that his crew is embarked upon forcibly. And they just have to just go on his adventures till the end of time to amuse him. Meanwhile, we find out that your lead character, Pomni, who's like a little like a clown, like a Harlequin clown, and she might know something about the creation of this program in the first place and didn't want to be in it, but we haven't really followed up on that. And there's also like, if these characters like lose their minds and go insane, they become like monsters. There's a whole thing that happens with the show. It's super interesting. My one problem right after I watched the pilot was, I hope they never make another episode of this. Because what's the point of an episodic show when the premise of the show is it never ends and it's always the same?
Sure.
And you can, yeah. So they've made 6 episodes now of this show. And after having seen all 6 episodes, I have the same complaint. Episodes 2 through 5 mean nothing. They mean nothing at all. The premise set the premise. So what's the point of having a premise where you know they're going to go on infinite adventures at the whim of an all-powerful god and then just show the adventures?
Yeah.
What's the point?
Interesting. I mean, it sounds interesting,
though. So I like the show. I generally enjoy the show, but it's, we're going to spin our wheels until we get out. But if we get out, we negate the premise.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is why it's only a short story, ladies and gentlemen.
Sure. Yeah, for real. That's funny, because I've been watching a show and I had a similar reaction. It's a very, very different show. The show is called Dope Girls. And unless I've remembered this wrong, it takes place like right after the First World War. And the men are starting to come home and all of the women are like, ah, crap. Now our lives are normal, except our main characters are like not going to go back to that normal sort of life. And, you know, this one lady who'd been working at, you know, I don't remember if that's actually accurate. If she was working at a club, a strange daughter was working at a club and she ends up killing that club owner to like steal his money. A little spoiler going on here, and then starts her own club. And then things really start to get going. It's a little bit of a slow burn at the start, you know, it starts to get this mob element in it. And like the very last episode of the first season is like, yeah, this is where this should have started. I don't want to see any of that any of those other episodes again. So please don't do that again in the future. But yeah, I'm starting to like it more. It was a little like my wife was really into it, and I was like just watching it to be supportive. And then I was like, now I get it. Now I'm into it. So we'll see where it goes.
That's great. I'll throw it out. Eric in the chat says he's been watching Alien Earth. We talked about that last wrap up. It's interesting. Got some new creatures in it. Snert says Alien Earth is fun. Mm. Just got done watching all the movies from the franchise. The recent series is a good dodge. Does a good dodge. Probably does a good job, I would assume. Yes, and to what worked for the series. Oh, boy.
Nice.
Well, that meant something, I think. I don't think it came out
those
in the
are
text
words.
Very well.
As Eric told me earlier, English is hard.
Once I read it out loud, immediately Snurts is like, oh. But thank you writing that. I appreciate it. I get what you're trying to say right there.
Yeah.
And look, word bad, hard, me too.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's Sunday. You do you.
It's
Wink.
Sunday. Yeah. We're going to drop this show in a couple days. Look, my neighbors across the alley here from where I record are having a music party with blaring bass and Latin music, and it's delightful. but maybe not when we're recording so close to the studio. I hope it's not coming through and being too obtrusive, but there's literally nothing I can do about it. What am I going to Karen over? Could you imagine you're having like a party and then I show up wearing my Mystery Science Theater t-shirt or the Hawaiian shirt? And then I'm just like, hey, mister, I'm trying to record a podcast across the street. Can you
like any normal American
Sunday night party at nine in the evening? Like, it's not even late yet. Like, and if I show up in a sombrero, maybe I put on a poncho. Is that what you're trying to say, Eric? What do you mean by that? Let's I don't want to develop that any further.
That sounds terrible.
I'm just saying that it would be outrageous. I'm not going to go bother them. I'm not that neighbor. If it's 3 a.m. and this is still going, I will not call the cops. I will not. Too many bad things happen, friends. So we're going to let people have their fun, and we're just going to do our thing. We don't need to involve ourselves in other people's fun.
All right, but let's involve ourselves in your fun. What other things have you been watching or playing?
Thank you. Keep me on track, Sam. I'm in a really terrible mood. I'm amped up because of this terrible football all weekend. I'm not having a good time. I've been watching, I've been playing more Expedition 33, and I kind of hit the wall with it. I'm about 6 hours into this game, which is a very long game. And there's a couple of big old boss battles, and I just can't beat them yet. And I just need to figure out the patterns so I can do it. And I just don't want to. And I know this is a great game, but I'm starting to fall off of it already. And I don't think that's fair. I don't know. But in the meantime, I played a game of League of Legends for the first time in like 3 months, it said. And I had a great time. I used to work on that game, if you didn't know. So I am biased. I had a wonderful time playing, had a great matchup. I did very well in my support role. And I like playing League of Legends. I have a good time with it. So I will say right now, try it. And then finally, I did put some more time into Chrono Trigger. I'm now about 11 hours into that game for the PlayStation 1. And that is an all-time classic. And I'm glad I'm playing it. And I'll probably play more after we record this.
Nice. Very cool. So I have finally had a chance. Again, I'm doing films that I can watch with the kids. Well, actually, the first one I didn't. I think that was just me on my own. But I watched Thunderbolts. And then with the kids, we watched Guardians of the Galaxy 2, since we did the first one last week. So yeah, that was really cool. I really liked Thunderbolts. That was really fun. Yeah, I got to watch that with the wife, and I had kind of forgotten. Like, I know I was a little familiar with it. I'd seen the trailers. I'd seen some stuff in the past. But I, for the most part, did not know Thunderbolts. So yeah, I thought that was really fun sort of standalone. Yeah. I was like, I think.
Yeah, I thought that movie dealt with the concept and theme of depression.
And I think
it did it in a really respectful and good job. And like, you know, I wasn't expecting a lot of that, but, you know, I was really happy with what I got.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that that movie did okay. It didn't like make $1 billion, but I believe it did okay. And that's great. That's a movie that probably deserved to do a little bit better.
Yeah, what a fun cast and like what fun characters and like the whole like, but what if Superman was real sad? Well, it's like such a cool twist, right? Like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Guardians.
And kind of finding himself in the role as Sentry was very, very cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, they killed off one character in a very surprising way, which is just, you know, I do that, man. Give me surprises. Give me good surprises. That's fine.
Yeah. No,
I liked it. Again, I think Thunderbolts deserved a little bit more. I think what held Thunderbolts back from a regular audience, it's not superhero fatigue. That doesn't exist.
No.
The economy is terrible right now.
Yes.
And that's why Fantastic Four and Superman only did well. They didn't do $1 billion good, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that's fine. You know, both those movies made their money. They did great. They all were profitable. And that's before they hit the home market and streaming where they're going to make even more money. I think Thunderbolts hurt. Because people felt like you needed to have watched a bunch of the TV shows.
And you didn't.
Maybe skipped over.
Yeah.
You didn't. It helped.
It did help. I mean, it was there if you did.
I think people thought you needed to.
Right. It was like, it was there if you did, but you did not need the lead-in, right? Like, you could go into that not knowing anything, not knowing who any of those characters were. And it was its own concise story. And I thought that was the strength of that movie. And, you know, I'm not going to get fully into Guardians of the Galaxy 2 because I think that's been out long enough that enough people have seen it and whatever. But I, you know, going back into that, seeing the intro, which if you need a little memory, is just the baby Groot dancing around as this intense battle happens. It's so good. I was like, this is gotta be one of the top 10 film intros for me, up there with, I think, the Goonies intro that does a very sort of similar thing that like takes you through all of the characters and gives you just a glimpse of who they are as you go into the story. So that's all I wanted to say about that.
That's great. Now, again, yeah, but I think people went into Thunderbolts maybe thinking, well, I didn't watch Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
I maybe didn't check out Black Widow to get more of that detail in there, which if you haven't seen Black Widow, I think it is a little bit harder to watch Thunderbolts. Falcon and Winter Soldier, you're fine. You don't need to have seen that. And then also you would have had to have seen, one of the Ant-Man movies for Ghost. Was it Ant-Man Wasp? I don't think it was Quantumania. I think it was Ant-Man and the Wasp. The second one. But like, there's a few of these movies that maybe not everybody, look, I see all of it. I'm going to see all of it till the end of time. I watched Ironheart, and Ironheart didn't connect with me in the way I think I wished it did. Sure. But I felt like the sixth episode of six, where they introduced a certain character that's been, people have been wondering where they are, and they cast one of my favorite actors to play him. And I think it's a lot of fun. I thought Ironheart ended very, very well, even if I really wasn't really feeling it too much on the lead up to it. I'm glad I watched it because I'm going to watch it all. Please, I'm me. Of course, that's what I'm going to do. We got last things here. Sam, do you have any more to add before I do my last one here?
I haven't finished it, but since we're getting into the spooky season, we did start the second half of the Wednesday drop. They had released the first four episodes of season two about a month ago, and now the second half of that has just come out, so we're getting into that. But, you know.
That's great. I've never seen an episode of Wednesday, but I hear it's really good. It looks good. I think I would enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last thing I want to talk about here, I watched a movie. We'll talk about that. I watched a movie called Leprechaun Back to the Hood, the sequel to Leprechaun 5 in the Hood. And I watched it for reasons that eventually will be very obvious if you listen to this show. Take of that what you will. I did not much care for Leprechaun Back to the Hood. I thought the films were very kind of pedestrian and boring. Yeah. I think as a comedy mascot horror film goes, I thought it was about as lazy as it possibly gets.
Wow.
Much to my surprise, I go on ScreenRant.com, a site that, you know, sometimes good. It's a mixed bag. Sometimes good, sometimes not.
Sure.
They ranked all eight Leprechaun movies for quality, and they had Leprechaun Back to the Hood as the third best Leprechaun movie. I put it near the bottom, six or seven probably. Yeah. It was not very good at all. They said, well, there's actual morality messages in this movie, so we put it higher on our list. I go, but it's
really?
Still not very good.
Wow.
It doesn't give, look, they thought this was better than Leprechaun 4 in space, and I mean, tell you right now, it was not.
Just based on the names, I would rank space higher, because that sounds awesome.
Eric wants to know which one is worse. I'll be honest, Leprechaun Origins, the newer one that just came out that has like Hornswoggle from WWE as Leprechaun, without having seen it, I have to believe that one is worse. And they put that one as number eight. So I have to believe that's not good.
There's eight of those. How many have Warwick Davis in them?
That's a great question. So you have the original four. Leprechaun 1 through 4. Leprechaun 1 with Jennifer Aniston, if you didn't know.
Oh, wow,
it's her debut role. It's fantastic.
I forgot about
that. Leprechaun 2, they try to be a little bit more serious, and then they go nuts. Leprechaun 3 takes place in Las Vegas, and it's silly, and it's amazing, and I highly suggest it. Leprechaun 4, they do the in-space vibe that Jason X did, that Critters 4 did, and all of those movies are worth your watch. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
I need to watch Critters 4 again, actually. I love that movie. I've seen it a lot of times, but not recently. Leprechaun 4 in space, he's going up against like Space Marines, but more like Starship Trooper Space Marines instead of Warhammer Space Marines, if that makes sense. Leprechaun 5 is in the Hood, and then you have Leprechaun Back to the Hood, that's six. And then I believe there's two more that Warwick Davis are not in. So there are six total.
All right.
And if Warwick Davis isn't in it, quite honestly, I probably don't want to see it.
Yeah, it seems unnecessary.
He is that character.
So definitely. Yeah, yeah.
3 and 4 are the best ones, just for the record. Okay. 1 and 2 are fine. 1 is highly watchable, but 3 and 4 are where they sort of just take the guardrails off and they just go crazy with it. So if you want a Leprechaun experience, you will not go wrong with either of those two movies.
All right. That's cool.
And that's going to lead me into a plug right here, Sam. Yeah. We have a couple more things to do. I know, I'm ready to get out of here too. But we were talking about movie night. We're going to start doing Patreon movie night.
Nice.
We've been doing it with my friends over at Knowing Is Half the Podcast, where like one Friday a month, I'm going to put a link into the chat, let people know a few days ahead of time. And then Friday night, I have a DVD collection here. A very interesting, I have an eclectic bag of DVDs over the last like 30 years. I'll just say that. I liked a lot of physical media, and when I find weird things, I tend to just buy them sight unseen. And many of these I haven't even watched yet. I just want them. And so we've been making choices to watch movies. We'll do commentary, audience participation. It's basically a live stream that we just do for Patreon members. We're going to open that up to people in the Who Would Win community as well. So both the Knowing Is Half the Podcast and Who Would Win communities are going to be invited to a dual Patreon movie watch.
Oh, nice.
The first time we did it, we did the Wes Craven horror movie Shocker, which is one of the oddest horror movies of all time. It breaks the fourth wall. It's super weird. And people at home who had never seen it before that had the same response. They were like, I can't believe this exists. I can't believe I've never seen it. Thank you for showing it to me. I'm trying to curate stuff and educate y'all. We just did one a couple days ago, actually yesterday, which as we record this, it was Saturday afternoon. Those of you on Patreon hopefully saw some of the alerts. We watched Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Nice.
One of the best.
So good.
80s crazy horror movies. Lord Snurts was there. He says Killer Clowns was an educational experience with Delvin Cox and Ray. Delvin joined me for
nice.
That. It was good times.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We had
I
a really good
it.
Time with it.
I tried
yeah, we
to.
Didn't. You know what?
Yeah.
I invited everybody in both communities because people say, well, Fridays at like 8 p.m. Pacific time is just too late at the night for our people of the East and Central time zones. So I did one 2 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon Pacific time, figuring, well, everybody can do this. And then fewer people showed up to the one I did on a Saturday afternoon. I don't know. People have families. It's fine. We're going to go back to Friday nights. And if it doesn't work for you, then that's life. And we'll come join us for as long as you can. Did I know the clowns are the same costume as Ernest Scared Stupid? I did not, Eric. I don't know exactly what that means. I've never seen Ernest Scared Stupid, but clearly now I need to. Fascinating. So join our Patreon, either one, but obviously this is a Who Would Win show. So I'm going to say patreon.com/ Who Would Win show. And you'll get the next one. If you want to come hang out, be fun, be silly, shout things. It's great. We have a good time with it. Sam, any last things you want to say before I talk about the next battle?
You know, life, man. No, I got nothing going on. Everything's just school and kids and driving everywhere. So maybe sometime in the future. I have a thing I want to talk to Ray, but I don't want to put it out into the community because I don't want to ruffle any feathers before I get the approval. But we'll see. I may have some of my own personal.
Should
like,
I be nervous right now?
No.
Board meeting after this recording?
No. It's just a potential like side project that I would like send people over to potentially. But I'm still working out some of the things.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that soon enough.
Yeah.
That's
all right. But yeah,
our
why don't
next
we
battle?
Yes, let's tell people what's coming
our
up.
Our next battle. Here's the deal. It's going to come out next week on Tuesday. This is very special. This is one of the crazier battles we've done, and I'm here for it. We have listener of the show and fan of the show, Eric Heiding, who's in our chat right now.
In the chat.
He is going to come on the show to debate me. The battle is Mad Max versus Raptor Blue from the Jurassic World movies. Dinosaur versus post-apocalyptic survivor.
Yeah. Is that the first time we've ever had a dinosaur on any battle?
To my knowledge, yeah.
The show?
We did do Grimlock, who is a dino bot.
It's close.
But
yeah,
I don't think it's the same thing.
No. Yeah. Yeah, it's insane. But yeah, you'll have to see how that goes next time. Anyway.
Yeah, Snurt says, my mind is going and it's late on a Sunday. Well done. Eric is here in the chat. I can't wait to debate you, sir. Oh, yeah, bring it, he says. It's being brought in, and we're going to do this thing.
It's the most brought in show we've had, I think. It's going to be unbelievable. I don't even know.
Sam,
I don't
does that
even
mean
know.
It's a, does that mean it's a does that mean it's a bringer show?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bringer.
Those are
so
never
please.
Good.
Yeah. And there's a 2-drink minimum. So there's that too. All right.
Oh,
gang,
thank God. Then we'll be set.
We got to get out of here. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And if you want to jump in the chat on one of these wrap up shows or hang out with us when we watch movies, make sure that you join the Patreon at patreon.com/whowouldwinshow. Tune in next week for this insane matchup. Eric says, I'm from Wisconsin. It's 3 drinks. I think you've already
That's
had
fair.
Them, and I appreciate
there.
That. And of course, as always, join us on our social media, Facebook and Threads. Let us know what you think of all the shows. Leave comments, leave reviews. If you think you've got what it takes to be a part of Who Would Win Masters as a debater, record a 1-minute demo, a video demo of yourself. Send it to whowouldwinshow@gmail.com. And maybe we'll see you in the challenger's chair in a future episode. For Who Would Win Masters, I'm going to wrap this up by saying, I am Sam Proof. Stay strong.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
This is Ray back one more time, and there is a 1 in 2 chance that I'm very happy with the results of this past episode. One more reminder that if you'd like to join in with the Legion of Audience, you can go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow and support what we do. That's it. That's the message. Time to start my research on next week's battle. I'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Erica.
And I'm Cassandra.
And we're the hosts of Trashy Trashy.
We're a podcast filled with trashy news stories and garbage people.
Did you leave the scene of an accident to go tanning?
Do you refer to wearing the strap down on your Crocs as sports mode?
Have you ordered Domino's online before they even open in the morning?
Are you switching the same AAA batteries from your TV remote to your vibrator instead of just buying more batteries?
Or are you normal?
Check us out wherever you download podcasts.
Sup, everyone. Brian here, host of the TV and Movie Trivia Podcast. It's a trivia-style podcast focusing on TV and movies. Listen in for questions like, what's the name of Michael Scott's screenplay? What do you say to view the Marauder's map? What are Tony Stark's last words to Thanos in Avengers Endgame? And where does Ron Burgundy say he is when he calls the news station sobbing from a phone booth? I've covered The Office, Harry Potter, Marvel, Will Ferrell movies, Lord of the Rings, and more, with even more on the way. So play along to the TV and Movie Trivia Podcast anywhere you get podcasts, and stay tuned for more trivia.